Should parents ban topics from schools? That's the Jubilee. Wait, what the f-? What? Bro, I'm in the beginning? Bro, why'd they make this like Hans Zimmer sh-?
Hey Hassan, we know you're going to react to this video, so we want to invite you to be in an episode of Middle Ground.
What the f-? Wait, what? What the? Yo, chill. I had to turn that off. That was weird, man. That was okay. Calm down. What? They broke the fourth wall, dude. That's like, you can't do that. Well, what? That was weird. That I don't. I oh. Oh, that's a weird way to start a Jubilee video, bro. What the fuck? Yo, Jesus Christ, dude. I do want to watch this new Jubilee where they f-ing call me out in the beginning of the Jubilee. And I want to see it. I want to watch it. I have no f-ing idea what's going on. I watched it earlier this morning. That shit was crazy.
Hey, Hassan, we know you're going to react to this video, so we want to invite you to be in an episode of Middle Ground.
This is crazy. I can't believe they did this, dude. I can't. They broke the fourth wall. You're not supposed to do this.
Be a one-on-one discussion with someone like Ben Shapiro. So it'll be great if you can announce your participation here first, and we can get Ben's attention. For now, enjoy the video.
Hassan Piker versus Ben Shapiro in episode of Middle Ground. I mean, I'm f-ing down, but like, I doubt that he would do it.
Teachers have their own political agendas. Step forward, please.
I think it's important to recognize that individuals will have political agendas. It's a natural thing, and people should understand the political views. I think where we need to differentiate it is whether a teacher should have a political agenda in a classroom.
But is your idea of a political agenda like these teachers telling students, this is who you should vote for, if you vote for these people, it's wrong?
Yes,
if you vote
or for ridiculing people, right. The beliefs that they may have for political or religious reasons, and using their position of authority to mold the minds of everyone else.
When it comes to diversity or these new sort of terms, I am not for certain types of what so-called diversity when it comes to these new kind of topics and stuff.
Can you expand upon that? Like, what do you think?
Like critical race theory or some of the.
Bro, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. These new topics like racism, topics like history, Black history from the perspective of a Black person. The concept is something you can apply to everything, dude. It is literally, you're upset at the fundamentals at that point. If you're saying, I don't like the idea of children's minds being molded by random strangers, you're not upset at liberalism. You're upset at the concept of teaching. It's literally like a fucking stupid person saying, oh, how do you know that? You didn't experience it personally. It's like, yeah, dude, that's, you're literally defining how education works. You're talking about foundational principles. You're talking about how people fucking learn. You didn't fucking experience everything. You didn't invent the wheel. Someone else did. You're just taking advantage of it. It's so stupid. It's so stupid when people do this. It's like, oh, I don't like the concept. Like, it's a fundamentally flawed perspective, okay? Unless you are quite literally anti-learning. Unless you're quite literally anti-teaching and anti-learning, which is going against humanity and the human condition. I don't know what to tell you. It's nuts. I hate it. I'm yelling because it pisses me off. The stupidity of this shit pisses me off. It's like Republicans talking about, you know, funding government programs. It's like, bro, you just don't want any taxes. You think all taxes are fucking, you think all taxes are fraudulent then? This is not how the world works. Typical Bernie bro writing off a Black woman's argument before she even finishes it. Yeah, of course, dude. I'm freaking racist and misogynistic. Misogynoir is what I'm doing here. Misogynoir is when you criticize a conservative parent's idiotic fucking perspective on the concept of teaching.
So when I talk about a political agenda, the agenda that I have in the classroom is to create an environment where folks are able to, you know, better understand.
Yeah, Mason is
where
the Hassan
Abihad is coming from.
The problem with that, and I understand.
What does it take to get recognized as a said Hassan Abihad? Mason had a legendary fucking run, dude. What are you talking about? He like went on a fake libertarian, like, you know, what was it, like a box one? I think he was like one fake libertarian or one fake conservative. And then he literally turned around and duped everyone, including myself. Yeah, he 1v4'd. Like, it was crazy. The anti-vax episode, that's what it was. Oh, yeah, he made himself come across like an anti-vaxxer. It was so good. And then he just drops out of nowhere in the middle of it, like, oh, here's the moment.
Dr. Robert Malone, Hank Pecker, there's a lot of different streamers and media outlets that I think do push a more you should be able to choose what you
want. Oh! Are you fucking joking?
He said Hank Pecker, bro. He said my favorite, like, conservative podcasters and streamers is like Hank Pecker.
Especially after COVID and all of that, I don't have time for a political agenda. I'm here trying to catch up with curriculum, pick up my readers that are, you know, 2-3 grade levels behind. I teach social emotional skills and all of that, but I'm not here to kind of,
yeah,
you need
Mason's
to believe
a teacher.
this and that. No. If you're a good person, we're good. We're gravy.
But your definition, yeah, and sometimes this can happen and it becomes political, is what is your definition of a good person? Mm. Would you think that I'm a good person because I'm raising my kids to be with
Dude, only a conservative would say, oh, you're making your definition of what it means to be a good person. No one in the on the planet is like, oh, actually being a good person is a political concept. The only people that say this are conservatives. I've never heard a liberal go, fucking, actually, like, being a good person is subjective. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. You just know that your fucking worldview is, like, designed around hatred. And some of your core principles, which, by the way, goes for liberals, too, especially when you talk about, like, economic subjects. But, like, your worldview, unironically, revolves around, like, going against, like, fundamental principles that we teach our children at an early age by calling it socialism or communism. Like, sharing is caring. You have rewired your brain into thinking that that is a bad thing. Like, right off the jump, you're like, oh, LaFontaine, don't read that shit, brother. You fucking kidding me? I don't read that French garbage. That's communist, brother. Sharing is caring. Get the fuck out of here. Sharing is communism. That's it. That's literally a fundamental principle instilled upon people from an early age. Peace is good. Let peace lead the way. Love is love. These are all concepts that are antithetical to the conservative project. That's why they lose their fucking shit. That's why they're like, well, actually, let's argue about the ethics behind whether or not, you know, you're actually a moral person. Let's argue about whether or not, you know, good and let's argue about good and evil. It's like, no, dude, they just mean like be nice, you know, be kind to others, be nice. Like those sorts of fucking values are good. But you have been brain broken, which is precisely the reason why you think be nice is a political subject.
Judeo-Christian values, and they live in a heterosexual, heteronormative home where we talk about how divorce is wrong, cheating is wrong. We have friends of the LGBT community, but we teach our children that from a biblical perspective, that's not okay. Your definition of whether or not they are good could be very different than my definition of whether or not they are good.
Yeah, because you're a bad person. You're a fucking freak. You're a freakazoid, dude. Holy shit. You know, your concept of good and mine can be so wrong is so... It's just like, it's insane. That's the main difference. You want to know what the main difference is? No fucking progressive, liberal, whatever parent is teaching their children that it's bad to be straight. That's a you thing, dog. You are the problem. That's why you have an issue with what it means to be good. Because deep down inside, you kind of understand, like, you have that core value instilled in you because you're a human being. And it's, like, kind of at the fundamental building block of living in a society, which is that, you know, there is parts collectivism and parts individualism in there. And you have been so brain broken into thinking that, like, collective action is completely devoid in modern society, modern society building, that you don't even want to think about it. You're like, no, it's actually sharing is caring is bad, and good and evil are actually concepts that are up to the individual, and that, like, the other side is actually bad. We should teach our children to not be gay. It's so stupid. No gay parent is like, hey, by the way, if you want to fuck, like, you know, the members of the opposite sex, like, you can't do that. That's not a thing. You're the only dumbass doing it. That's actually funny. That would be a funny sketch if it's like gay parents, if they were like conservative fucking heteronormative parents, how they would educate their children.
First week of school, what pronouns you wanted to go by? I mean, not what's your favorite subject? How can I help you succeed academically?
Who's to say that wasn't a part of the questions too, you know? And I understand that question could stand out.
So maybe you don't understand that you're teaching politics.
But that's not politics. That's just like basic respect.
So yeah. I think that's beautiful.
But it's not true.
That's beautiful.
Not to me.
So I think you need your idea that that's basic respect. Uh-huh. What is the framework of that? Because I think that many teachers are going through these trainings, mm-hmm. and the trainings are saying, this is the framework of how we operate operate in the classroom. Mm-hmm. But where did that idea come from?
Because it's based off, it's called a thing called data.
Did you do that in 2010?
No, hold on. A lot of schools have research and development. And so the state also does. So in the state of California, we do research. So at the end of the day, my job is not just to make your kid to feel comfortable. I got 55 students. I got to make 55 students feel comfortable.
Own their asses. They're fraudulent. Own them. Own their asses. I got to say something here, by the way. Conservatives love talking about how big, brave boys and girls they are until pronouns come in. And then they're like, wow, holy shit. Their brains break immediately. They're like, whoa, pronouns? That's fucked up. It's like, why? Why is that fucked up? You have pronouns, idiot. Everybody has pronouns. Like, what the fuck kind of dumb take is that? They're unironically advocating for gender abolition. They're like, no pronouns. That's not real. I hate that. I don't want pronouns.
Kid comes home and tells you, well, mom, the teacher said, what's my pronouns? Yeah, I did say, what's your pronoun? I also said, what's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite food?
That's unacceptable. These libtard teachers are asking our children what their favorite TV shows are. It's fucked up. It's Fox News, Tucker Carlson, that's what. You better not be asking my child what their favorite TV show is. How about you, an adult male, talking to a child, teaching them? Indoctrinating them? That's fucked up. It's like, yeah, dude, you just described the concept of going to a school. I don't want my government to have a number associated with me. You mean to tell me that the government is gonna put a number on my name that identifies me, that makes me fucking pay taxes? What the fuck kind of bullshit fascist communist China nonsense is that? But they want to sell that to us by giving us a funny name, you know, Social Security. Ah, security, it's right there in the name. Don't fall for it. More like socialism security. More like socialism insecurity, am I right? Brother, they're coming after you. One of my favorite fucking concepts on the planet is like, stupid conservatives describe normal government functions, but in a scary way because they don't understand how it works and they don't even understand that they're a part of it. They're a part of that fucking design. They're a part of that system. They've been living under it for a very long time, but then they describe it in a scary way. They did this so much with like the vaccines, right? They're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Scientists that went to school to learn about homosexual gender Marxism get together and wear lab coats and test shit on animals. That's unacceptable. That's crazy. They're testing stuff on animals and then they're giving vaccines to those animals. I'll tell you what, not putting that shit in my body.
When parents don't have the knowledge of what goes on inside of a school, I think it's important for those parents to go to the school. And we as educators like our parents to be involved.
Be careful what you wish for, my man. Oh, no.
Discussion about sexuality doesn't belong in school.
It's like, bro, they're teachers, dog. They teach. Like, every aspect of human existence is being taught in schools. Like, you don't get to pick and choose that. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a crazy fucking concept. You're just anti-sex ed. Like, that's wild. Sex education has, and I'm talking about non-abstinence-only sex education, because some states do offer sex ed, but it's just abstinence-only. Outside of abstinence-only sex education, states that actually do offer sex ed demonstrably have positive impacts on curbing back teenage pregnancies and child pregnancies. Isn't that crazy? That's wild that if you look at a fucking map of states that don't allow sex ed, and then you look at teenage pregnancies, it's almost like there's a correlation there.
I had a sex ed class when I was in third grade, and it was quite simple. Boys go in this room, girls go in this room, they play a little video on a black and white TV. You know, you see the genitalia, and you're like, oh God, I got one of those. Cool, now we're figuring out what I am.
Bro, this is also another hilarious part of like new age conservatism, is that like a dude that looks like this. Bro, if you look like a Horizon Zero Dawn character, it's breaking my brain. You know what I mean? Like, I expect you not to be conservative. Like, I just immediately, my assumption is like, you're not going to be a conservative person. And now every bike messenger looking motherfucker is like, I'm conservative, actually. It's crazy. QAnon has like broke so many crunchy granola motherfuckers' asses, dude. Like, if you look like you're coming back from Burning Man, do not tell me about like, you know, gender binaries, dude.
And I think parents now are beginning to realize we've got to stop this and create framework about sexuality, especially in a hyper-sexualized culture. My kids don't need to know at 6, 7, and 8 years old about different types of sexual acts. That's not appropriate.
This is such a fucking... Dude, why are they arguing over shit that doesn't happen in schools, man? It's like, bro, that's not happening. Like, your teacher is not teaching. Oh, my God, dude. It's literally just made up. Like 80% of the conservative grievances are just made up. You're like, oh, where'd you hear that? Oh, the friend of mine's a teacher, and they told me. It's like, no, they didn't. You just saw that on a fucking Facebook post. And unfortunately, because of our, like, increasingly online existence, your brain has no way of distinguishing what you actually, learned from your own personal account of a situation and what you saw on your Facebook timeline.
It is in so many schools. Where I live in Florida, there was a poster going around where kids could text anonymous strangers to get information about sex. And on this poster in school, wanna get laid?
Wow.
That's not true. That never happened. And if it did happen, it was 100% some fucking pedophile libertarian. We're talking about Florida after all.
I mean, this is, it's beyond, and there is a push for pleasure-based sex. Pleasure for who?
What the fuck? Bro, what is she saying? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. You're crazy. They're not teaching 9-year-olds how to fucking finger themselves, dude. What the fuck? I can't believe I even said that word. Like, conservatives are so fucking psychotic that, like, you're living in a universe where, like, even addressing the psychotic shit that you're saying is insane. It makes me look like an insane person. Fuck! It's literally the fucking, the pedophile defense brigade. You know what I mean? It's like there's something kind of weird about, like, pedophile hunters that are, like, obsessed with, like, presenting themselves as fucking children on the internet all the time to, like, catch pedophiles and shit. After a while, you just become hysterical. You know what I mean? And that's what these conservatives have done to themselves. Dude, Michael, that's such a good fucking take. Holy shit. The kill your local pedophile rhetoric hits so hard for so many shitheads because it's like the one type of person who's worse than them. That's why the shit gets so dangerous so quickly. They truly think they're doing some heroic act. Yeah, that's right. When you're the most annoying person, when you're the most, like, mentally fucking stunted, mind-bogglingly evil dickhead in the fucking, in the little homeowners organization that you fucking live in, the one person that is, like, demonstrably worse than you is a pedophile. You're just a bad person, and then there's only one guy that's worse than you is a pedophile. That's why you, like, grab onto that.
Yeah, I have a family member who, first day of sixth grade, was asked for her pronouns.
That's a great take.
And said that as a person of faith, she believed that God didn't make a mistake making her a girl, and so therefore she identified as a she, her, and she was sent to the principal's office and punished for that decision.
There's no fucking way that someone was punished for saying they're she, her. They definitely said way more than that. No, like, no 11-year-old is being punished for saying, I'm she, her. They were like, you're not they, them. You're going to jail.
Mistake making was asked for her pronouns, and she stood up and said that as a person of faith, she believed that God didn't make a mistake making her a girl, and so therefore she identified as a...
She said God didn't make a mistake making her a girl. Even that in and of itself, like, is not enough, I don't think. Like, she definitely did some more shit than that. Like, yeah, she was being fucking cheeky as always, but, like, still, I'm sure there was way more than that before that was, like, the reason why.
Thankfully, we haven't seen that broadly yet, but I think it's really damaging to take a shy, innocent 11-year-old child and make them stand in front of a classroom and determine something that they maybe haven't even put that much thought into.
Yeah, she hasn't put that much thought into it. She's just repeating what her fucking dumbass parents have said, most likely. I sure would hate to learn that school was making my kids think about stuff they didn't normally think about. Yeah. Yeah, I hate... Again, 41 minutes. The entire video revolves around that. Conservative argument for this is literally just, I'm actually anti-education. That is exactly what every argument revolves around, a fundamental flaw. One side is like, well, we have a job, which is to teach your children things that they didn't know about, okay? And then the other side's like, fuck that. That's actually fucked up. Don't do that. I don't want you to do that. You don't have a problem. You have a problem with school. Like, you have a problem with the concept of learning. You have a problem with the concept of education. That's what you have a problem with.
For years, I was made fun of and heard, well, how are you going to know if you don't try it? We hear that a lot, too. If you haven't tried to kiss a girl to see if you like it or not, then how do you really know that you're not a lesbian? How do you really know that you're not gay if you've never slept with a guy? How do you really know that you want to be in a monogamous relationship
if you
don't sleep around? And when you start to introduce those questions to children, specifically prepubescent ones.
Bro, she's like, I have intrusive thoughts. I will tell you right now, I have intrusive thoughts. Sometimes I like to think about the pool boy. He is 19 years old, and I don't like it. Sometimes I like to think about the librarian. She is very attractive. She got those round spectacles, and I think she makes me tingle in places I never thought about. It's like, what are you saying? What the fuck? You are literally against exploration because you want people to repress their feelings because of the fear, which is unreasonable if we think about the entire population, but certainly a reasonable fear for you that you might like it. Okay, that's crazy.
And their emotional and hormonal maturity is not there to be making those types of decisions that have lifelong impact.
By the way, the other hilarious part about that argument is that, like, she is right technically, but not in the way that she thinks she is. If you repress your sexuality like that, yes, of course, sooner or later, it is going to lead to complications in your life. If you repress your sexuality without exploring it and figuring yourself out in a healthy way, yes, one porn, please, could, like, dramatically change your life. You're bust, okay? All of a sudden, you're like, oh, fuck. You know, I'm in a fucking marriage. I'm really unhappy. I just realized why I'm unhappy because, like, you know, I want to watch lesbian porn.
Guess what? Those same kids come to school and talk about what you're telling them at home. You'll be surprised what I hear from students when I do a what do you think? Well, let me tell you what my mama and daddy did. And look, I don't have time. Your kid is not that important to me, not to be rude. I got like 300 students. Your kid is no more important than the other 299.
This is a really good take, by the way. Like, highlighting how selfish conservative parents are. Remarkable take. 100% on point. It's great. You know he's had to deal with a lot of parent-teacher conferences, by the way. Like, that's coming from a place of a lot of experience.
I think that this conversation is really interesting, and I think we need to step back and look at why we automatically assume that if we're telling our children about lesbians, gay people, queer people, why do we immediately equivocate that to telling them about what sex is? That can just be something as simple as,
yep,
here is a book. In this book, there are two dads. This book character has two dads. And kids, they can be inquisitive, and that's good, right? But also, like, they're gonna be like, cool, there's two dads.
All these kids know that there's a dad, right, and a dad and a, right, mom and a mom, and the, yeah, culture is teaching all of that. So what we've noticed is that the curriculum in eighth grade and up is a lot deeper than that. It's more like, here is how you can have sex so you do not get pregnant.
Yeah.
Illustration of anal sex. That is the stuff that we are now reacting against. And
that's interesting. It's also, like, not happening, but that's cool. Here's how you can have sex without getting pregnant is, like, important to learn. As far as, like, anal sex or whatever the fuck they're talking about, I don't know where that's coming from, but I suspect it's probably left to either the imagination of these hallucinating parents, or if they're talking about that, they're most likely talking about it from, like, you know, other ways of other methods of having sex include or whatever. Lamel, the sex that we got was putting condom on a banana. Look, I don't know. I don't think that they're talking about anal sex in schools, but I don't know. And the reason why I don't know is because I didn't go to school here. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they teach in sex ed. They generally teach that anal sex is more dangerous here anyway. Yeah, they'll probably say, like, anal sex, it can happen, you can do it, but it's dangerous. It's more dangerous than vaginal intercourse, probably. Like, usually what they, from what I understand or from what I've seen, it's just like a banana and a fucking condom. Safe sex measures. Which is good. That's literally what you're supposed to learn. How to prevent STIs, things like that. That's it. Which is, yeah, that's, you're going to learn that. You're going to need to learn that. It is demonstrably a positive thing to learn. It's so weird that we're so puritanical that, like, sex is categorized as, like, a broadly different thing. Like, motherfucker, at that point, they're learning about war. Can you imagine parents pulling up and being like, I can't believe they're teaching about World War One and Two to our children. A lot of people died. I don't let them watch R-rated movies. Why are they learning about R-rated history? Yes.
So would it be okay to include a book with a man having a relationship with a 12-year-old in that book? I know,
see,
it's extreme.
No.
Hold on, but just hear me out.
Bro, there's a difference between pedophilia, which is not a victimless crime, and consensual homosexual relationships, I really thought that the Pastafarian bike messenger looking motherfucker would know the difference. This is the most libertarian self-report I've ever fucking seen in a conversation. Why do you always bring up pedo shit? Oh my God.
And this is why I'm bringing it up, is who establishes the boundary?
The law.
But what law?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good starting point. Also, morality could be a boundary there. I mean, you know.
No, I'm sorry. No, there's laws against between adults having sex with children. Now, if a student had two parents who happened to be of the same sex, I'm not going to sit there and discount who they are in my class. I cannot do that. I signed a contract.
It's like, just like I can't say that Palestine is a country and, you know, and that the Palestinian people are human beings that deserve dignity and emancipation from an occupying force. I signed a contract. It's called the anti-BDS contract. I'm a teacher in Texas. By the way, look that shit up. That's a real, for the record. That is a real thing that they make you in fucking Texas sign. For those of you who don't know, you're like, why the fuck would that be a thing? Yeah, look up anti-BDS laws in Texas.
And we're trying to confine them to a set of beliefs to say, this is what is right in our home. And we're seeing the schools get funding from a Planned Parenthood. They tried to pass a bill to put medical facilities to offer abortions in high schools here in California. And it's gradual, right? It starts with, this what? Is a book that has two dads.
Dude, first of all, that's a great idea, number one. Number two, you know that is 1,000,000% like a provision that allows like the school nurse to make like, as long as they have the proper certifications, to make like medical assessments on things like that, so, and then refer them to a clinic. And then conservatives took that and ran with like, they are forcibly aborting your teenage pregnant daughters. It's always some shit like that. It's always like a major red tape involved, like bureaucratic decision that like gives just a fraction more comfort to teenagers going through a tough time, right? To make like a medical decision, right? And conservatives will turn that into like, you know, the school nurse can offer condoms to students to like, they are both forcibly impregnating our daughters and then forcibly making them do abortions. That's what this bill is about. It's like, no, that's not, you're insane. You're an insane person.
College is where I started getting a curiosity for truth and education. And I think I'm so passionate about the education system today because it is obviously broken, but how do we fix it? Many of these progressive ideas in fixing it is just more empathy, sympathy, safety. But in reality, I see the public school system isn't actually accomplishing the goal of what education is, which is teaching critical thinking.
I love that this guy thinks he knows how to do critical thinking. It's just like, you could not be further from the truth, my man. Oh, God.
It was done to try to create or make up for the wrongs of our past, but I think it's really backfired.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, excluding those excelling students in other races to fix the problems of the past, like you said. But I think the past, there were a lot of minorities that were excelling and doing really well.
Despite the foot of exactly. the government. Exactly.
No, there weren't. Bro, he's not talking about like, what the fuck's he talking about? Is he like literally saying like, oh, in the past, like there was what, like some people really excelled at like what, fucking picking cotton? Like, what the fuck's he talking about? The wrongs of the past are literally like slavery. And segregation. Like, what the fuck do you mean? What does he mean the past like 10 years ago? Like, what the fuck is he talking about? What kind of fucking take is this? I do not understand, Mr. Critical Thinking. What the fuck? I actually don't understand what the fuck he's talking about. Like, what does he mean, like outliers? Like, he's talking about like the one fucking guy, you know, W.E.B. Du Bois, like, you know, every now and then, like, even in the segregation era, there were like people who were able to overcome immense amounts of discrimination? Or is he talking about the model minority myth? Because if he's talking about the model minority myth, like, yeah, dramatically different socioeconomic factors at play there. Here's the thing. This comes from, again, the White Supremacist Association with, like, assuming that all races are a monolith, right? All non-white races are a monolith. Like, they'll always say, like, oh, Asians. Okay, bro, when you say Asian, like, who are we talking about? Are you talking about people that are coming from, you know, China that come from better socioeconomic backgrounds? Or are you talking about fucking Vietnamese people, like, that came to the United States of America under very different set of circumstances? Or are you talking about, Southeast Asian people that, again, come into the United States of America under very different circumstances? The idea that all Asians are a certain way is such a fucking stupid thing. It is entirely dependent on the broad socioeconomic factors and whether there was like amnesty or refugee, whether there was like a time when refugees were allowed. It's so dumb. The Sean guy's organization is so normal. Definitely just a conservative parent. Oh yeah, this is a trick that they pull all the time. Conservatives have a lot of people with like disposable income and like a lot of free time on their hands. They love making these like idiotic fucking organizations. Oh, he's a 3%er. Does Sean have a 3%er tattoo in his hand? That's interesting. Okay, well that brings up a lot more. That's not him. Wait, really? That's not him?
Revival is to spark the hearts of men to get activated once again. Let's show people what freedom really...
Oh, that isn't him. That's another dude. What the fuck? That's literally another dude with the same hair. What the fuck?
Looks like freedom is joy and hope.
That's crazy. Name is Sean too? Nah, that's him? No, I'm saying this is a different guy. Like, this is not our Sean. This is our Sean. In the Freedom Revival group, there are apparently multiple guys with that hair, some of which are 3%ers, I guess, or have 3%er tattoos.
And setting them aside, giving them a special treatment, if you are uplifting a person or you are trying to suppress a person because of their race, that is racism. So we're supposed to believe that someone like Barack Obama's children are like struggling because they're black?
Damn, she's just fucking owned racism, dude. That's awesome. Everyone's always saying that, by the way. People are saying that systemic racism exists, which is why Barack Obama's children are suffering. To be fair, I'm going to be as charitable as I can to her because we live in a liberal, we live under this like incredibly powerful liberal hegemonic culture. Obviously, the idea of class and your class position has been like completely wiped clean from our understanding of ourselves. So she can't even comprehend that like there could be one identifier that is more powerful than the others when determining someone's future. So that's it. That's where this fucking idiotic nonsense comes from.
We were having debates about pulling down statues and changing names, and some of the school board members and some of the activist groups were saying that black children could not learn because of names on buildings. And that is completely asinine to me. It basically says that because we have a higher level of melanin, somehow our brains don't work. Every other kid could walk into the building and get the education that they needed, but somehow...
God, I fucking hate, like, ugh. I hate how, like, I'm actually smarter than everyone she is, too. She's like, I'm in on something that no one else is. I'm a critical thinker, unlike the rest of the blacks. Like, okay, dude, chill. What the fuck? Like, you haven't arrived at, like, one fucking thing. You haven't arrived at, like, one correct position this entire time. Every single time you bring something up, it is completely made up. It's a completely made up grievance. No one is saying that, like, students can't fucking learn, or black students specifically can't learn education or the things that they're being taught because, like, there is fucking school names are a certain way. No, it's just another institutional reinforcement of, like, where black students are going to school. It is the same exact concept as putting a fucking Robert E. Lee statue outside of a courthouse during the civil rights movement. It is to remind people what this country was built on, okay? White supremacist foundations. So defending that is really stupid. Like, it's just insane to me. Defending that as a black person is additionally stupid.
First of all, I would like to say that affirmative action program is the biggest beneficiary according to the data. And this has been government data has been white women first and foremost. Second of all, I would never use Barack Obama's kids as a barometer for anything because they do have privilege as well as Will Smith kids. But if we talk about Laquan Smith down the street that nobody knows, there will be some impediments based on his race. Yeah.
Why? How do you know that?
Because people, because.
What the fuck? Dude, oh my God, dude. Oh my God. Class, dude. Class, class. Black people were systemically robbed of playing a fucking role in society that profited off of their labor for hundreds of fucking years. And then on top of that, even after the abolition of slavery, they were still utilized as a way to drive a wedge between the working class. Ultimately, there are two things here. You either think that black people are across the board experiencing economic results that they do where they underperform as a consequence of intrinsic factors, where you literally have to admit that you are just a racist person and you think that like black people are inferior or some shit, or external factors that are completely outside of their fucking control, which means systemic racism, which means you have to exist as systemic racism happened and it's still happening. That's it. It's not that hard to come to terms with this reality.
What you were talking about is just racism, but there's a, when it's institutional and structural, it does something totally different. And when the black wealth gap is 100 years behind the white wealth gap in America, it'll take 100 years to catch up.
Why do you think that's because of racism, though?
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. It's not, totally. Slavery wasn't... was defended on white supremacist grounds, or institutionalized, codified on white supremacist grounds. It was something totally different.
Was it like that in the 40s and 50s?
No, it's a growth because of the policies. You, from redlining policies that were enabled.
In California?
Yeah, absolutely. California put in racist policies. I would never deny that.
Bro, this guy thinks California didn't have redlining. That's crazy. Yeah, no, that's totally. Black people were like, we want to live right here and nowhere else. Also, it's hilarious because, like, it's this notion that, like, California isn't racist when, you know, it gave us Reagan and Nixon. No, you guys don't understand. Like, there are just white enclaves and black neighborhoods for no reason. Okay, guys? That just kind of happened, you know? It wasn't, like, designed through financial tools and other systemic ways. That just kind of happened. It's so strange how that works, you know? Yeah, it just spilled out that way. Yeah, oops, oopsie.
I don't think that if you're an impoverished black kid or you're an impoverished white kid, one should receive a resource and the other shouldn't.
Would you say that it's economic then is the reason that causes these disparities?
Economic, but I don't think it's related to color.
But would you say if there's a majority of a particular group that lies underneath the poverty line in economic, that race has anything to do with that?
It is what could, you're saying? It could, but that it's just not blanket. You don't know.
No, no, it is. It is definitely one thing that you can say. As much as I talk about class regularly, like, pretty obvious what happened, right? Like, black people experience classes violence on racial boundaries. That's what it is historically. If you're going to think about it as like classes depression, yes, black people have been subjected to a permanent underclass position on the boundaries of their race. That's it. And the only way to fucking, you know, the only way to right those wrongs is by offering, you know, reparations and some way of, one, originally recognizing those wrongs and then doing something about it in forms of restitution. But if those wrongs were committed on the basis of race, which they were, then the correction is also going to be racialized. Complaining about that is fucking stupid.
Since you are a professor, wouldn't that be, you go and look at what has worked?
Well, I would never just go to you and just look at you. And I'm sorry, it's just the reality of the data. And so what I
share... Data can be broken up in umpteen different ways. Yes, it can.
No, actually,
you're a professor
data.
And you're saying that data cannot be manipulated?
Bro, yes, data can be manipulated, but like, that's true. But like, what do you think? Like, the data is manipulated? The data that shows black people having worse outcomes overall, if you strip them of every other quality, if you look at a black middle class family and a white middle class family, and the black middle class family underperforms in comparison to the white middle class family, how do you think that happens? Why do you think that happens? Do you think that there aren't still racist policies in place? Because if you don't recognize that there are still racist policies in place, you just straight up are saying the black family is underperforming because they're just inferior to the white family. That's why I always say there's only two ways to look at this. It's either some intrinsic factor or some external conditions. If you recognize that it's external conditions, then you recognize systemic racism. If you think that it's intrinsic factors, then you think it's just racial inferiority.
I serve majority black and brown students. over 70% of our families under the poverty line. These are some of the hardest working people I have ever seen in my life. They get up, they have two or three jobs, three or four children.
Because of their economic status, right? Because of liberal policies that is the government telling them that they can and cannot succeed, because of how high our property taxes are here, because we do not have school choice where they can take their dollars somewhere else.
Oh God, the conservative talking point machine, dude. And by the way, we found out that she is literally a conservative radio host. That's why you literally have like actual liberal teachers going up against someone who like professionally propagandizes. I hate that. Yeah. Super high property taxes are the reasons why, black people are suffering under our current economic conditions, which, by the way, you know, famously white people don't pay property taxes. Man, if you're trying to fucking identify racial disparities, okay, then don't try to fucking, you know, apply this insanely broad solution to it that almost immediately undermines the point that you're trying to make. It's like, oh, welfare, a dependence on welfare, liberal policies, taxes are too high. It's like, that's an interesting perspective, but like white people are paying those taxes too, so why are they not experiencing the same kind of fucking outcomes? Ironic considering black people pay less property tax than white people do because black people are less likely to even be homeowners. What the fuck are you talking about? It's literally like saying, yeah, black people are falling behind white people in modern society because of the corporate tax rate or because of the top marginal tax rate. It's like literally, statistically speaking, they're less likely to be impacted by the thing that you're talking about.
Those same families in redder districts in the country, like places in Florida and Texas or Virginia, where they have better options for their family, you would definitely see them.
If that was the case, then they would be doing better. But, you know, it's just crazy that they're not. At least she didn't say estate tax. Yeah, she forgot about that.
Florida, the school that I was at, it's graded from like A to like D, F. When I started there, it was a C school. Very poor performing. And technically, sure, they have school choice. They don't have state tests anymore. But they're still so badly performing. The community of it.
She's so mad. Oh, my God, dude. You seriously think that black people aren't doing better in Texas than Illinois? You're crazy. First and foremost, I fucking despise people that have been so sucked into this idiotic propaganda that they think black people in southern states are doing better. That's number one. It's not even true. Number two, you're not comparing black people in Texas to black people in Illinois. You should be comparing black people to white people in that same state. That's what we're talking about with respect to like black people underperforming. And in that circumstance, they're still doing worse overall. And also, once again, I need to repeat myself over and over again. I hate this idea that like black people in the South are doing really well when no one in the South is doing well across the board. Okay, yeah, black people are thriving in Jackson, Mississippi. Exactly. I've lived in the South and the North. I live in a community with 60% Black. New Orleans definitely doing better in the South. We have more interracial marriages in Louisiana than any other state per capita. Huh? I wonder why. Maybe because, and this is like, if you told this to a liberal, they would have no answer for this because liberals only think the South is just like white people. I, on the other hand, am aware that there are more black people in the South than there are in the fucking North. So yeah, that's probably why there's more interracial marriages in New Orleans, which, by the way, is not even a factor of consideration here. Why the fuck did you even bring that up? Another fun fact from fucking New Orleans or Louisiana, if you want to talk about it, is also the fact that there's literal slave plantation called Angola, named after the actual fucking plantation at the heart of Louisiana right there. Like, the state penitentiary is literally still named Angola after the fucking plantation, which was named after where the slaves were coming from. It's wild because not even white people that are well off in the South and black people still have it worse. Guys trying to deny it entirely. Yeah, that's the other part of the puzzle, is that like, it's not even just black people in the South that are doing worse overall. White people in the South are doing worse overall as well, for literally the right-wing policies that she was talking about as a prescription to get away from racism.
Teachers with guns make schools safer.
So I was really in between. I didn't really know how I felt about this issue at first. But then I started looking at places that had armed their teachers.
Oh, no. They're fucking talking about teachers with guns make schools safer. So, I feel like Jubilee makes these videos for me and me only. I feel like this is like mathematically made to break my brain. I'm about to have a fucking aneurysm watching this. like every subject. It's also like scientifically the dumbest people they could find.
If we're trusting teachers, which in some cases we do, in some cases we don't, but if my mindset is that if we're going to trust teachers to mold our children's minds and educate them, they're there for 8 hours a day. We should also trust and kind of enable them to protect themselves and our kids physically.
But you don't even trust them to teach your children? What? The first 22 minutes of this was literally, they're making my kid gay. I don't want that. So you don't even trust them to teach in general. Like you have you have a difference in opinion about the concept of teaching. The concept of education is one that you are upset about. Now you want to arm them, dude? What the fuck? I want these queer teachers to have weapons. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's just like they're just responding to shapes, sizes, and shapes and colors, dude. They're such lizard brained. I pulled my children out of school and I'm homeschooling them now because, you know, they were teaching them gay shit. But also I want those gay ass teachers that have AR-15s. What? You don't trust them around a book. Why do you trust them around a weapon, dude? What the fuck? It's so transparent that it's just like literally policy that has been hardwired into their brains that they're just spitting out. Internally, it makes no sense. It's like the irony of someone being like, I want all teachers to be armed and deadly, while also simultaneously saying you're pro-life. You know what I mean? I'm pro-life. That's why I think everyone should pay for healthcare. We need to paywall healthcare and important surgeries. That's how pro-life I am. You know, I ride or die for life, actually, except for the pregnant mother. Fuck that woman if she's having a child and she doesn't want
to
have it.
But if a teacher is willing to take on the responsibility of learning how to handle a weapon properly, I think that we should allow them to do that for us.
Bro, cops are supposed to be the most trained, like, in using their weapons. The NYPD active shooting target hit rate is like 7%. And those are the trained motherfuckers, supposedly. You know what I mean? So you really think a teacher's going to be better? Like, what are you, crazy? No, not 70, man. You think the NYPD active shooting target hit rate is 70%? What do you think? There's just snipers, dude? What? Homie said 70%. Yeah, they got NYPD only hired 10s and Timmy, you know? It's crazy. They're doing flicks out there, dude. It's wild. No, they're out there shooting like fucking stormtroopers, dude. You're crazy.
A lot of these kids as well that are going into schools that are not mentally healthy, they're coming from single-parent households. They're living with their grandparents.
Or their dad's name is Sean, and he runs this fucking Freedom Revival 2.0 group with this fucking Nazi-looking dude with the 3%er tattoo.
We thought, not just in our state, but in our nation, we knew something was missing in the one thing.
Bro, does everybody have fucking locks? Like, what's going on right now? What is happening, bro? Okay, at first I was joking, but like, what? Why? What is, what? Yo, this makes no sense. What is going on, dude? What the fuck? Bro, this organization looks like fucking, they look like a Game of Thrones cast right now, dude. The fucking Targaryens, dude. Everybody's got the same hair. Or not Targaryen, Valerian, sorry. House Libertarian.
And I'm just going to be honest with you. You don't want me to have a gun because I had to go back to therapy in the last few months. And so
he's like, some of your kids are such fucking shitters. I would pop off on them. He's like, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I should have a gun in the classroom. He's like, bro, you are not getting a hall pass. Okay.
People have natural biases and things like that. And people could act on those biases. Then they could be guns drawn and not a clear mind, you know? As a parent, how would you feel knowing that you don't know which teachers have a gun and you've had bad experiences with prior teachers? What if that teacher that absolutely, you know,
so
blown
my answer,
up
kind my of answer, my answer to your question is I feel the same way about the guard in front of my kid's school. I don't really know the guard, but he's gone through training.
I love that. I love that. Well, first of all, that guard is literally also not equipped enough to deal with a fucking school shooting. Let's be real. You just are lucky enough not to ever have to test that. And secondly, like, there is a systemic solution to this problem that revolves around the fucking guard. The guards are the first ones to dip out of there, bro. Also, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, bro, die. You know what I mean? To a dude who's like getting paid literally minimum wage. Okay. and in most instances doesn't have fucking guns to begin with. Cops, on the other hand, they're at least getting paid enough, okay? And we're praising them. The expectation is that they are supposed to fucking dive in front of the bullets. Guards are just there to do security theater. It's like TSA. They're not there to like actually stop terrorism.
So why, if there is a teacher who is willing to step forward and will go through the training and will go through the screening, why not empower them to save our kids? I mean, in Uvalde, if there was a teacher.
Bro, can you imagine like Oklahoma teacher salary is like 27 grand a year. They're like, here, take a gun. Now you have to fucking defend against some psychotic fucking students snapping and bringing an AR-15 to school. You got no benefits. You're going to pay 27 grand. Shut the fuck up and defend the school. It's like, bro, I mean, that's crazy. That's a crazy thing, man. Also, imagine if the teachers had guns in Uvalde. Okay, what about the fucking trained police, dumbass? You just brought up the trained police as an example of like who we believe and rely on to save our children. And then you said, what about if the teachers had training and guns? Well, the fucking trained police that you just brought up didn't do shit in Uvalde. Why are you bringing up Uvalde? 90% of conservative arguments are self-defeating, dude. What the fuck? It's killing me. It is hurting my brain. I'm becoming actively dumber by listening to these fucking idiots. Holy shit. Yeah, she's the CEO of PragerU. Yes, I know. That fucking idiot is the CEO of PragerU, bro. Can you imagine? Just a regular concerned parent, you know what I mean? They should put that in there, dude. They like Jubilee is cucking people by saying these are just regular fucking parents. By the way, if your job is to be the CEO of a propaganda outlet, like you should literally have better talking points. It's unacceptable how fucking stupid you are with your talking points. You're the CEO of PragerU. Oh my God. Jubilee's enabled right-wing propaganda to appear more legitimate by allowing pundits on one side to be pitted against everyday people on the other side. Except no, but I think they should still disclose that these are pundits that they have on the right-wing side and then be like, and that's how hard they got owned by normies. That's the point here. The real lesson to be taken from this conversation is that like you put fucking four nerds together. Well, one Hasanabi head and three nerds together, they will fucking eat the asses of like four pundits, four conservative like propaganda guys. And it's true. They're literally fucking destroying these idiots. And it's not like these guys do this for a living. The other side does it for a living.
Why are we asking teachers to carry guns? When did this become an occupational hazard? When did we walk into school and people were like, by the way, you could be shot today. So maybe you want to have your Glock strapped on you because who knows, this might be your last day on Earth. That is ridiculous. If you 50 years ago were to look at a teacher and be like, hey, do you want to hold this gun with you? You know, like you might need it. They're going to scratch their heads and look at you funny.
The funniest part about that is like the likelihood that if you fucking arm teachers, like the likelihood of school shootings happening is going to increase tenfold. One, because like just having more guns means that there's going to be more opportunities for school shootings. One, because like a teacher might snap. Okay. Now they have a gun and they already brought it into school. Two, and more commonly so, they're going to steal the fucking guns. Students are going to steal the guns like all the time. Now you have a heavily armed group of students.
Teachers are not paid enough.
Oh, Sean.
When I see the entire budget that the state of California, for example, spends on education, and I realize that a sliver fraction of it only goes to you guys, it breaks my heart and frankly it makes me so angry.
By the way, you're the CEO of PragerU. So like your solution is to like just completely destroy the public education system.
I left the K-12 and went to the community college, and I do pretty well. I'm going to be clear with that. But also I have a master's.
So you're not oppressed. Thank God.
So I have a master's, but I had to work really hard to get.
God, ew, that's so bad. That's so bad. So whack. God, conservatives are so stinky. They're just so gross. Yuck.
So I'm not a teacher. I don't know how much you guys make. And I'm not going to use you as the example. I'm going to use a friend of mine. She's been at a school for a number of years. I want to say it's 6, 7, 8 years, and she's become tenured. And through her tenureship, she's accumulated so much wealth. I'm appalled at how much she's making because she teaches Spanish.
Bro, she said, I'm appalled. Yo, you're a bad friend, dude. That's not a friend. That's an enemy, okay? You're just a bad person in general and certainly a bad friend.
Well, I'll go first. My daughter Same teacher, actually, who was asking about her pronouns.
Bro, they say she makes 150K. I don't believe that. It's a lie.
She said that she was going to be introducing some race-themed books. My daughter recorded this conversation in class. So what proceeded to happen is she started to talk to the children in their, I guess, identity groups. Oh, as an African-American child, how are you discriminated against? As an Asian child, she went through all of, except white people. It became... total chaos in the classroom. Like, there was no education going on here. They were just literally going at each other, talking about who was more oppressed.
The oppression of black people in America, in like American history, and its contemporary examples, its contemporary ramifications, is not educational. Is a very strange argument to make. It's a very weird argument to make. If that's not educational, then let's not even teach any history. Like, why are we teaching history at all at that point?
You know what I love about America? My mother immigrated from Morocco. She's a Jewish person. Everywhere around the world, we're known as the Jew. In America, we're known as American.
Yeah. Now try that for, Latino people, black people, Asian people. It's kind of at the heart of, whiteness, as a matter of fact. It's like... someone said, except by Kanye. No, but that is what it is. It's like, yeah, she feels white. She's welcomed in white circles. Maybe not for too long, but at least for the time being, she feels comfortable. It's at the heart of this argument. There's a lot of people that do not feel that way. There's a lot of people that are not made to feel that way.
And so when my family taught me since I was a little girl, I can, I learned that I could. And that's why I think this country has empowered me so much. I want to see the same thing for kids of all colors in the United States. But if we're teaching them that there is no hope for them and that people will always look at them in a different way, then how are they going to hear the message of I can?
Yeah, black people are held back because they learn about the history of slavery. It's such a stupid fucking argument, dude. It's like black people are held back by even hearing about slavery, but like not actual implications or the impact of slavery on both American history and black existence throughout time, and also in contemporary black experiences. Somehow just hearing about it is infinitely worse than like actually the true ramifications of existing in it. Don't think about it too hard.
The quality of education is the government's job.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I believe in this government. Again, fundamental disagreement with just government, the existence of government. Remember, when conservatives say like, oh no, that shouldn't be the government's job, like they're actually just saying there shouldn't be a government. The quicker you understand that, the quicker you grasp that, the easier everything will be. They just don't understand how it would work without it, and they just don't want it in general because they just don't understand how it would work because it wouldn't without the government.
So you guys teach in government schools, public schools. Essentially, you're teaching a
diverse
student body. You have conservatives, you have liberals. How can you better represent us, half of this country? It's sadly causing us to lose faith in you guys.
How can we better? Oh my God, I love that. That's fire, dude. First of all, the notion that like half of the country is conservative is a silly one. It's not true. Or like Republicans or something. Secondly, it doesn't matter. Like if the demonstration of your values revolves around like, I don't know, shitting on certain subsects and certain demographics of students, then you don't get representation in that matter. You don't go to Applebee's and you're like, I'm sorry. Literally, Applebee's needs to only serve vegan food. That's crazy. Like your interests cannot be exclusive to others. Your interests and your wants cannot inherently exclude other people. That's crazy. Your political worldview and the demonstration of your politics revolves around oppressing people. If that's the case, then shut the fuck up. You know, you're not going to get that kind of representation. They're like, why don't you represent my diverse interests, which literally revolve around eliminating diversity? That's insane. Like, anyone could say that. Okay, well, my interests are fucking, the evisceration of white families in schools, okay? I don't want any white children going to school anymore. Like, if I say that, I'm insane, right? Obviously. And now I know a lot of people in the chat are going to say, oh, base. Yeah, I knew it. You guys are so predictable, you fucking sheep. But that's insane. Of course, that's not going to be demonstrated in policy. That's not going to be demonstrated in schools. Like Kenyon said it best. Like, I'm not here for your 7 kids. I'm here for 290 other kids. Okay, I'm here for everybody. I'm a teacher. I'm teaching everyone, not just your fucking child. Shut the fuck up.